Well, good morning, everyone. I think it was a whole year ago that I came to Shelbyville, and I brought with me a fish tank that's in the office. Many of you have seen it. And I have to tell you, one thing that's really hard as a fish owner is looking at a fish that is afflicted. Like, you look at... So I've named them all, and Mr. Grumpus is one of them. He's the big one. He kind of owns the whole tank, and he's always cranky, but that's just who he is. You have to know him. There's the Monsignor fish that I named after Monsignor Schwarzkopf because he's large and in charge, too, and I named them all, but there's this one named Sister Agnes, and I'm not quite sure what happened to Sister Agnes, but... You know what a sick fish looks like. And it just kind of happened that Sister Agnes got something. And you know how they look. Their fins are kind of all dwindled down. And their face is sagging in on itself. And they're not hungry. And then all of a sudden they're floating in the wrong part of the tank. And I think that the Lord looks at us sometimes that way, huh? The Lord looks at these folks in our gospel today. There's two cases here of some very afflicted people. One was a 12-year-old girl, and one was a woman who had been afflicted with hemorrhages for 12 years. And I think the Lord looks at us, and He kind of looks at our afflicted bodies, but more so our afflicted spirits, and he wants to help. He wants to bring salvation there. That word salvation comes from a Latin word, salus, and salus translated means health, well-being, and we tend to think of salvation as that thing that we will get if we are faithful and live a good life in Jesus, right? That's what we get, that's true. But salvation also, as 2 Corinthians tells us, is something that is happening always. St. Paul says, now is the day of salvation. Like, it's happening now. That the Lord looks at our afflicted spirits and our afflicted lives, and He says what He says to this girl, arise. He wants to bring healing there, and He wants to bring health to our hearts, health to our souls, our spirits, and maybe to our bodies sometimes. Huh? God wants that we be healthy, and it's a good thing to take care of ourselves. Now, God isn't always going to fix the physical problem. Lazarus, you remember him, he died and Jesus brought him back, but he died again. And same with this 12-year-old girl in our gospel today. Dead, the Lord brings her back, says she's not dead, she's just sleeping. And then, boom, but she dies again. Death, as our first reading said, and all of these kinds of things were not part of the original plan, but came to us by the fall. And nonetheless, what God wants to heal, God wants to give us salus, S-A-L-U-S. He wants to give us that, and salus in our souls, which are eternal. The body will decay and be eaten by bugs, fine. But the soul is that which lives forever. And it's that Jesus wants to touch and to heal. I say all this because, look, here's what we got in our gospel. Two people with incredible faith going to Jesus, going into the presence of Jesus, and getting on their knees. They both get on the knees. Fulton Sheen says, we should pray on our knees, and we do as Catholics, because We see it in the scriptures all of the time. Even Jesus in the garden before his passion is on his knees. It's a position of humility and desperation and need. And by George, we're all in that boat sometimes, huh? And these two people, they go into the presence of Jesus. They kneel, they weep, and they pray. And I mean they pray. They really pray. With all of their hearts, they pray. And they ask the Lord for solace, for salvation, for some kind of healing and redemption. And the Lord redeems them. The Lord looks, and we got to do the same, huh? We got to go into the presence of Jesus, especially the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. Jesus fully present in the Blessed Sacrament. We go before him, we kneel, and we pray, we give it all to him, and we give him our afflictions, and we pray for some salvation in this thing, some redemption. Lord, look at this mess, redeem it. And he always does. He always does. But we have to. Sometimes I don't think we pray well enough. I think we just do the routine of it all. And we don't pray with the heart like these folks. Listen to this. It says in the gospel these people were weeping and wailing loudly. And I thought about when I went to Guatemala and went to this city that was essentially built on right outside of a dump, and they didn't have much of anything. No cars, no nothing. No food, really. And there is the tabernacle in the church. And when I went in there, I have never seen people pray like this. I mean, they were wailing. They were weeping. They were giving Jesus their afflictions, praying for a miracle, praying for some solace, some salvation. And the Lord does deliver. Because we don't believe in a dead Jesus who just used to do miracles. We believe in a living Jesus who still is doing miracles. All of the time, every day we have miracles. And when we pray with all of our hearts for, maybe the miracle that we get isn't the one we asked for, fine. But the Lord has a better idea. He will look at the mess of whatever and he redeems it. He brings some good out of it that would not have otherwise come. And boom. And that's what we pray for, huh? We pray that we can have the faith of these people. We pray that we will go into the presence of the Lord, especially the Eucharistic Lord, and pray for some salvation, some redemption in this thing. And when we have the faith, you know, this woman, she had hemorrhages for 12 years. But she still was going to Jesus, you know, and she probably turned to God every day for 12 years, and her cross didn't seem to get any lighter, but she kept going. Sometimes I worry that the necessary message of salvation, the necessary message of sacrifice, will not find its way into our hearts of the cross. But when we embrace these things, these inflictions, these crosses, these problems, when we embrace them and when we give them to Jesus and when we pray like these people prayed, the Lord's going to do something and he won't help. He can't help but do it. And so we give the thank, Lord, thanks, and we pray for the faith of these of our ancestors in the scriptures today. We pray for the faith in Jesus that will, by its very nature, bring about a life of prayer in us that maybe we've never even known. And the Lord's got good things in store. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.